InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, August 13th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Had an interesting weekend this week. We had an entire airplane stolen right underneath the nose of the TSA. At the same time, you've got a father suing them for the things that they did to him in public, refusing him a private screening, and even his daughter. He says, you've defiled my daughter from what she saw, let alone what they do to children all the time. That's one of the reasons why the legislators here in Texas in the House unanimously said we're going to stop this practice of the TSA handling children at the airport. And they did that about 6 years ago. And then we had a movement by the lieutenant governor here, who had been a CIA agent all of his life, got out. They set him up in the oil business. He spent more money to become elected lieutenant governor than anybody else. And they said, we're going to shut down all flights in Texas if you don't let us put our hands on you. So we're going to talk today about human experimentation as well. Talk about what happened at the airport. But even more importantly, we find out that the Department of Energy is now joining the list of American bureaucracies that violate the Nuremberg Code. One of the first reports that I had when I came here to InfoWars is what was going on with the EPA under Lisa Jackson. And it was a dog and pony show that had been coordinated by Lisa Jackson and Ed Markey, who was a congressman at the time. He's now a senator because you get rewarded for doing things like this. What did they do? Well, they had a little dog and pony show, like I said, to Congress, and she told the lie, and he was feeding her lines, and he actually stepped over and read some of her lines, and then had to walk it back. And they were lying to everybody. They'd worked up this little story that more people were dying of fine particulate matter than of cancer. Forget about what's going on with glyphosates and Monsanto. It was smoke coming out of tailpipes and barbecue pits that they were worried about. And the EPA isn't going to do anything about the glyphosates because that's big business. And you hear that ka-ching, ka-ching going on? Well, there's a ka-ching, ka-ching going on with a jury this weekend. This last week, they came up with a decision, $290 million to a man who was damaged. And this is not anything new, folks. I've said this many, many times. This is a story that has been hiding in plain sight for 35 years. It has been covered up by Republicans and Democrats, one administration after the other, hiding the fact that a large company is allowed to poison us and the fact that we have bureaucracies like the EPA. At the same time they're telling people, trying to set up the case that they had to ban all internal combustion engines. That's really what they were after. The same people that have now I forget what the total is. It is tens of billions of dollars against Volkswagen to try to stop them from making any diesel engines, and of course, gasoline engines, internal combustion engines. All internal combustion engines are next. They've actually arrested a Volkswagen executive. Nobody died, folks. Nobody is dying from this like cancer. That is a lie. And to prove it, they did their little human experiments, which would have put them in jail if they had worked. What it did was it proved that there wasn't any damage from the thing that they were trying to regulate. They hooked people up to diesel tailpipes. Yeah, they filtered out the carbon monoxide and things that would have killed them. But they just exposed them to the fine particulate matter. At the same time, they're telling everybody the Smoky Mountains were called Smoky Mountains because of diesel exhaust. The Indians named it the Smoky Mountains because of the fog that was there before any white man came, before the diesel engine was invented, before the internal combustion engine was invented, before they even started burning coal. But this is the desperation of these people, and they will experiment on humans without your informed consent. As a matter of fact, they were selecting people that they thought would have respiratory and heart reactions to this situation when they hooked them up directly to a diesel tailpipe. They're right there in North Carolina, the EPA, Research Triangle Park, right there where I live and work. And we caught them at it, and the federal government wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't even stop the experiments. Now we find that the Department of Energy has got a dozen of these going as well.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, August 13th, 2018. We've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the air security, quote unquote, that happened this last weekend. What does that show us? Human experiments are going on with the Department of Energy. As I just said in the last segment, this is something that's been going on at multiple agencies. And folks, you are part of a great big experiment in many ways. Whether it is the things that are in your food and water, or whether it is the internet. And we're going to be talking about the online censorship that continues to spread. Yes, it began with InfoWars, shutting us down all at once across all these different platforms. But now they're going after one reporter after the other. Where will it stop? It won't stop until they get what they want, and that is silence on the battlefield of the info war. That was what a former FBI, former military guy said at a hearing back in November 2017. It was something, quite frankly, that I missed. But you know what? The socialists didn't miss it. The Socialist Workers' Party, people who have always been in the crosshairs of the government. I mean, the real hardcore socialists, not the phony ones that you said. They've always been in the crosshairs. So they're very aware of this. As Glenn Greenwald and others have pointed out, they said, you might want to stop all the celebration about what's happening to InfoWars because they're going to do it to you. As a matter of fact, they've been doing it to you people on the left for a very long time. And as a lot of people on the left are getting hit in Europe as well. It's not just going to be something that's done to conservatives. It is going to be on both sides. Anybody that is genuinely outside of the political establishment is going to feel this. And they understood that. They said, this is the most amazing thing that came out of these Senate hearings. You've got a guy, former FBI guy, you know, the same people trying to take down President Trump, saying we have a civil war going on here. Wars aren't fought just with bullets, and we've got to shut this down. We have to silence the cannons in the info war, and we're going to depend on social media to do it. He said that back in December. And I'm going to give you some more data points about how all of this, these people are the handmaids. Yeah, we could call this the handmaid's tale. The handmaid's tale. You got the Facebook and Google and these people. They will do anything for money and power, won't they? Just like the politicians. As I said before, you can argue about which one is in charge, which one's the head, and which one is the tail. But folks, they are Siamese twins. You can't tell one from the other. Joined at the hip, joined at the chest, joined everywhere else. Yeah, they got a couple of different heads. And they'll keep saying, it's not me, it's the other guy. But they have been created by the government for this very purpose. These organizations, the interlocking directories, the venture capitalists, the people who are running DARPA and the CIA, setting on these venture capital organizations that created Google, that funded Google, that created Facebook, so they could shut down their official spy programs and have these people do it for them. And then all the left is out there saying, well, you know, it's just private companies. And we just love private companies, especially the biggest private companies. You know, all the liberals out there who are cheering about this, they just love giant multinational corporations. They would love for two or three people to run the world and for it to be corporations that run the world. And that's what they're saying. It's absolutely amazing. Some people on the left are awake to this. But before we get into that, before we get into the human experiments, the air security, and the real hacking of the election that is going to be happening, that is very easily illustrated by what happened at DEF CON, the hacking conference in Las Vegas last week, I want to talk a little bit about money. The U.S. spending on interest hits an all-time high as the budget deficit soars to $684 billion. Over the last 12 months, their receipt totals were up 0.4%. However, spending by the federal government rose nearly 10%, 9.9%. What did they spend the money on? Well, Social Security was the big ticket item, $83 billion. Defense, $49 billion. Medicare, $24 billion. I'm just talking about one quarter here, folks. Just one quarter. And so we look at these big ticket items. We're going to have Medicare for all. And we're going to have Social Security for all. And as I've said before, Social Security is the ultimate Ponzi scheme because socialism is the ultimate Ponzi scheme and Social Security is their poster child. Same thing with Medicare. And if you want to know how this is going to work out, just take a look at the state pension plans that are unfunded. Same thing is going to happen here in the United States. Eventually, the gig is going to be up with a fiat dollar, the petrodollar that they have engineered here as the world's currency. If that happens, we go very rapidly the way of Venezuela because that's the only thing that allows them to get away with this, the fact they can keep printing money. So all this resulted in a July budget deficit of $77 billion. Okay, so in the second quarter of 2018, how does this all work out? Well, we got the U.S. debt is now $21 trillion. But the interest on that debt in a time of rising interest rates is really peaking. Interest payments are already rising rapidly, and they just hit an all-time high. This is what I begin with this, $538 billion in the second quarter of 2018. $538 billion on interest. Now, spending on non-interest, if I'm reading this correctly, was $302 billion. Federal spending rose in July to $302 billion in 1 month. Okay, so what we spent in the quarter, if you divide that 538, just divide it by 3, so that's a little over, it's a little under $200 billion per month. And the July spending was $300 billion, 302. So you see that? We're about two-thirds of what our entire spending is in interest payments. Where's it going to stop? Who knows? As a matter of fact, last time they talked about the budget, they said, let's just forget about any caps. Just run the printing presses. Of course, that's the way Obama is funding his Obama land in Chicago. And the scam is now starting to be noticed by places like the Wall Street Journal. As they point out, when Obama announced that he would forgo a presidential library, the news was trumpeted as a win for good government. But instead, he decided that he would open up an official center in Chicago. And here's the deal, folks. This Obama land is not even really a presidential library, but they're pretending it is for the sake of funding. They say now comes the news that Illinois taxpayers will put up at least $174 million for roadway and transit reconfigurations that are needed to accommodate Obama land. They call it the Obama Center, but I think Obama land is a better one. And so they said, you might be snickering if you don't live in Illinois because, oh, look at this. These people are getting snickered for $174 million to subsidize Obama land. Well, guess what? 80% of that is going to be reimbursed by the federal government. So it's back on you. And all of that is for what? You're not going to get a presidential library like Ronald Reagan has in California or JFK has in Boston. It won't even have his records, his artifacts or papers because they don't want you to see that stuff, right? Remember how jealously they have protected all of Obama's records when he was running for office, from college transcripts to passport records. Where did he travel to? How long did he stay there? All the way back to his birth certificate records. Everything was locked away and sealed. Do you think he's going to put papers like that in a library? He doesn't want any papers about him in a library. So what are they going to have? Well, they're going to have an institute. It's going to enhance the pursuit of the president's initiatives beyond 2017. And now that appears to be all that it's going to be. It's going to be a massive political institute. Obama land. Obama land. Going to have a phone. Obama phone, Obama land. does anybody really think the Obama Foundation can't afford more than the $1 a rent, $1 a year rent that's being charged them by Chicago? They are going to be able to lease 19 acres in perpetuity for $1 a year. Because, you know, he's so poor. Oh, no, he's not. Actually, he's got $40 million. His net worth went 30 times higher as president.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Kraglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Kraglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Democrats in jeopardy, literally. Play for you, Nancy Pelosi, on Jeopardy here. But she's in jeopardy, and the Democrat majority is in jeopardy as they looked at some of these election results. They started saying, "Well, maybe we're not going to win as many seats as we thought. You know, maybe you're not going to win at all in terms of the majority." I don't think they will, unless they can hack the election, and I mean that literally. With the voting machines, and they're working on that. But first, let's see what Nancy Pelosi had to say as she's trying to convince people to vote for Democrats. She says November's midterm elections are to give illegal immigrants, not U.S. citizens, to give illegal immigrants, foreign citizens, leverage here in the United States. I want you to hear what Nancy Pelosi had to say to her supporters, making the case for why you should vote Democrat. Do it. For the foreigners, here's Nancy Pelosi.
We are not going to be able to get it done under the Republican leadership in Congress. We believe that we will have leverage when we win in November. And why that's important? Because it gives leverage to every family, to every mom who courageously brought her child across the desert to escape.
That's right. They will have leverage, to open the borders, to close ICE. To let everybody who wants to come in here for free stuff, not necessarily freedom, for free stuff. Everybody that wants to talk about the Ellis Island experience, those people came here for freedom. They had to have, they had to be vetted at least for health issues. No, we just need to open up the border for people. Anyone, every mom, of course, who courageously endangered her child. Oh, no, she didn't say that. They courageously brought their child across the desert. To escape death, rape, gang violence, and the rest. Oh, you know what? When you endanger your child bringing them across the border, frequently it results in the death of that child, the rape of that child, gang violence against that child, human slavery with that child. You pay these dangerous gangs to transport you or the children that you just turn over to them. It is child endangerment. Remember the phony picture of the toddler that was supposedly bullied by President Trump on the cover of Time magazine? They photoshopped the kid away from his mother. The only time the child was, I don't remember if it was a boy or a girl, only time the child was separated from the mother, there it is right there, was on the cover of Time magazine. And it was a photoshopper who did it. And then they put the bully, President Trump, looking down at this child. No. That mother had recklessly endangered her child, paid $6,000 to child traffickers because, you know, it was worth it economically to come in. They made that economic calculation. We're going to get free stuff. She's going to make me an American citizen, get me on the roll, and so forth. And the husband was very upset. The mother that you see there, that she was never separated from, broke up the family, took the money from the father. He said, I would never even do that myself, let alone endanger my child. But she broke up the family. They celebrated that. And that's what Nancy Pelosi is celebrating. And, of course, they want to give the vote to the foreign citizens whose governments have sent them here because their governments don't want to pay to educate them. They want you to pay to educate them. So they're going to give them the vote right there in Nancy Pelosi's hometown in San Francisco. They can decide how much you, American citizens, are going to spend on their children's education. Let them vote. And the school bond issues. But Nancy Pelosi was on Jeopardy in another way, as she is looking not too sharp lately. And again, this happens to us all if we last long enough. Eventually our minds dissipate into old age dementia, as you see with Nancy Pelosi. Not any criticism of that. As I said, it's something that awaits all of us if we live long enough. However, if you are in a position where you need to be able to use your mental faculties and you want to rule over other people, you ought to have the good grace to leave once that happens. And she doesn't. Remember that story that Matt Drudge found of a local pharmacy that's there in Washington? How, going back to the 1800s, they were supplying pharmaceuticals to Congress. And so it was kind of a human interest story. Went on for like 20 or 30 pages. And Drudge noticed that, like, on page 25, a guy mentioned, you know, I don't know how some of these people even find their way to Capitol Hill and the kind of mental condition they must be in with the drugs that they are taking. Not naming any names here, but we have to make Nancy Pelosi look good. And so what do we see the mainstream media do? Well, if she's got a problem with mental acuity, what would you do to make that go away, to make her look smart? You would put her on Jeopardy, of course. And not only that, but you would have her with the answers on Jeopardy. Here's an example of what they just did with Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Congress for eight.
Let's go to Mrs. Pelosi.
While Congress has declared war on 11 occasions, the first was on June 17th of this year against Great Britain.
Rick.
What is 1776?
No. Carla.
What is 1812?
You are right.
Oops. Yeah, Jeopardy. You know, that is an effort to make her look good. Have her ask the answers. They provide the questions, of course. And she can rehearse that. She's got plenty of time to do that. You know, you heard those that back and forth. You can't talk about the War of 1812 because that was Andrew Jackson. He's a bad guy. He saved America. He saved New Orleans. They got a statue to him, which they want to tear down. I can't talk about that. And, yeah, it wasn't in 1776 because the U.S. wasn't a country then. As a matter of fact, you know, the Bill of Rights, Constitution came in 1789 or so. It wasn't, I think it was 1791. Is that correct? 1789 was the Constitution, or was that the Bill of Rights? Anyway, it was around that time. Let's just say, cut the difference between 1789 and 1791. And at that point in time, all of these different states, which had initially been colonies, that all had their own official churches, right? They had established a church. That meant that in some cases, you had to actually attend the church or you could get fined on a regular basis. Pretty oppressive. And even the most liberal of them required that you still give money, even if you weren't required to attend that church. And so you had different ones like Connecticut that was congregational. You had Massachusetts was also congregational. North Carolina was Church of England and so forth. You had Rhode Island that was Baptist. All of that ended as we set up the United States about that time, shortly before that. But some of those did not end. And some of them did not end with the Bill of Rights, with the First Amendment, that supposedly created a wall of separation. Think about this. Connecticut, until 1818. It's about 29, 30 years after the Bill of Rights. They still had an established state church. Massachusetts, till 1834. That's about 45 years after the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment that supposedly stopped any expression or connection or state establishment. See, the First Amendment was to stop the federal government from establishing religion. So if they were allowed to continue to require people to be members of the church in order to hold office, that requirement continued in New Hampshire until 1877. In North Carolina, until 1961, you had to be you couldn't be an atheist to hold office. How can we now say that people are not allowed to pray in public because that is establishing religion? No, it isn't.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Mycos DX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Mycos DX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Mycos DX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Mycos ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
realize that when you spread the links from Infowars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at Infowars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, it's not just Nancy Pelosi in jeopardy. We've got several Democrats in jeopardy, in legal jeopardy. We have Dwayne Carraway, who is the mayor pro tem of Dallas. Now, why, you may ask, would I care to talk about Dwayne Carraway on an international program? Well, it's because of what the guy has done, the hypocrisy of what he has done. And we're going to see later in the program a number of Democrat politicians having reporters now in public events roughed up, taken away, arrested, so forth, because this is what they embrace, this kind of censorship. Now doing it to reporters. Everybody freaking out about President Trump? No, he never had anybody arrested that I can remember. Didn't have Jim Acosta arrested. The people there didn't like Jim Acosta, and he couldn't stand the fact that he was being trolled by people. While they are pushing to have, and have successfully done so, to have InfoWars shut down, the few places that were still out, the app on the App Store, Twitter, they're still pushing relentlessly to have us shut down. That's how pathetic CNN is. But let's talk about Carraway. Why are we talking about him? Well, he's the guy who tried to stop the NRA convention from going to Dallas just about 6 months ago. Go away or you're going to face opposition, and I'm going to lead it against you. Another council member said at the time, well, you know what? They are constitutionally protected to come here and speak at a convention. We can't be in the business of censoring who uses that building. Oh, yes, they can. Can't they? Yeah, they can. That's what Democrats are doing now on the internet. They're doing it everywhere and applauding it. Now, what has happened to this guy? The 66-year-old Carraway, who has been the city's interim mayor, has now admitted to accepting $450,000 in bribes and kickbacks from two key figures in the scandal that last year brought down the school bus agency. So over the past several weeks, through a lot of prayer and soul searching, I have decided that I must take responsibility for my actions. He says, I betrayed the public's trust that I worked so very hard to earn. Well, he didn't work too hard to earn that $450,000, did he? Unless it was pandering to the worst instincts of the Democrat mob to censor anybody that disagrees with their speech, which is what he did, trying to throw the NRA out. Yeah, he did betray the public trust by pandering to the Democrat mob. He's now scheduled to be sentenced December 14th. He faces 7 years in federal prison under the agreement. Good riddance. Also, we have Keith Ellison. I think he's head of the DNC, isn't he? I think Keith Ellison is. He's high up in the Democrat Party. He's now facing allegations of domestic abuse. And it's only 1 week before the Minnesota primaries. A person claiming to be the son of a prominent Minnesota-based environmental activist is accusing Keith Ellison of physically assaulting his mother while the two were in a relationship. Don't worry. He has such strong support with the Muslim community there and the Somalis. He doesn't just love his Somalis. His Somalis love him. So I think he'll be okay. No matter what he's done, I'm sure he'll get away with it. Also, in Minnesota. This amazing story in Sherburn, Minnesota, at the Mayo Clinic. Yeah, don't hold the Mayo. The Mayo will hold you if they think they can make some money out of you. It's another case of medical kidnapping by a hospital that has an international reputation. And we've already seen this before. We've talked many times about Marty Gottesfeld. He's just been convicted of charges that he hacked Harvard, and actually it's Boston Children's Hospital, which is affiliated, which is an arm of Harvard. He hacked them during a fundraising event. That's what he was found guilty of. He is appealing that. But they've convicted him of that in order to, I mean, is it a problem? You have a problem. If I was on a jury, even if somebody had done something like this, I would have let him go. I would have not put somebody in prison because they hacked a fundraiser to save a child's life. Justina Peltier had been medically kidnapped by Boston Hospital. She was being treated for a rare mitochondrial disease, and she needed that treatment. And they said, no, we think that it is a psychological situation. It just so happened that one of the people there on staff was doing a research paper on that very same psychological issue. They held her. They wouldn't let her get out. The parents tried everything they could, and they took away the parents' guardianship using CPS. They legally kidnapped her. They tried to do the same thing to this teen in Minnesota. As CNN points out, one winter afternoon last year, Dwayne Ingebretson sat in his stepdaughter's hospital room at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, trying to figure out how she could escape. Alyssa Gilderhus, 18, a senior in high school, had been a patient at Mayo for about 2 months, ever since having a ruptured brain aneurysm on Christmas Day. The Mayo neurosurgeons had saved her life, but she and her parents were unhappy with the care she was receiving in the rehabilitation unit. And they say that they'd repeatedly asked for her to be transferred, and that's when the Mayo Clinic, just like Boston's Children's Hospital, got into a fight with the parents. And, of course, what happened at Boston Children's Hospital is not the first time. First alleged case of medical kidnapping. They refused to let her transfer to another hospital, even after a lawyer wrote a letter asking them to do so. She and her family began to suspect that the Mayo Clinic was trying to get a guardian appointed to make medical decisions for her. They were right. They were actually working on that. So as he's sitting there, he and his wife were thinking, how can we do this? And I remembered, well, she's got an 80-year-old aunt who's just had knee surgery. And one of the nurses that was sitting, they had two nurses there guarding her because they're afraid the parents are going to take her physically take her out of the hospital. So how do we get around this? And so what they did was they knew that one of these nurses had been involved when the aunt was there visiting. So when she was going to be on duty, they told the nurses that actually not an aunt, but Grandma Betty wanted to visit the 80-year-old who just had knee surgery, but she couldn't make it up the stairs. So can you escort her downstairs to see the aunt? They take her downstairs. The aunt's not there. They say, oh, I see her. She's out there still in the car. So they go out there to the car. At that point, they open the door. The aunt's not there. They rush her into the car and drive her off. Now, he had his younger daughter with a video camera recording this so that the false allegations that they then subsequently made would not hold up. And so they got into this shouting match. They're trying to pull her back. And as they get away, they do eventually get away. They then call the police and said there has been a patient abduction. That was the way the Mayo Clinic reported it, the police. And they also had a social worker there working with them, CPS. You know, the reason that they shut this program down is because we talk about really dangerous things, like the way CPS and hospitals, very big name hospitals, legally kidnap children. We talk about the way they poison us in the food. We talk about the wars that they start with lies that they tell on mainstream media about weapons of mass destruction. Of course, they don't get taken down for that kind of stuff. Or the lies that they tried to push in order to push us further into the Syrian war. That's why they take us down. We had Dwight Mitchell, who was talking about, he has an organization, Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Children. That's S-C-P-S-L-K-C. It's one of the last interviews we had. They took us down right after we did that one because he talked about what big business it was. In this particular case, a social worker told the police she understood there was no formal diagnosis, but told the police that she'd been working with Adult Protection Services to trying to get emergency guardianship. And then they started telling lies about her. And they said, well, she is not mentally competent. So if you talk to her, she's going to tell you that she doesn't want to be here, but she's not mentally competent. However, one of the police detectives, fortunately, John Sherwin, captain of investigations for the Rochester Police Department, said this didn't add up. If she couldn't make decisions for herself, the social worker had said, and if she needed a legal guardian appointed for her, who had been making decisions for her while she was in the hospital? He started asking the question. He said when doctors were consulting with her regards to her medical care, they weren't doing it through a guardian or someone else. So eventually what they realized, even though they started a police search for the family, they eventually realized through the lies of the social worker with CPS, and the lies of the Mayo Clinic, they realized that it was a case of medical kidnapping. And she has now been free. Happy ending to that. But that's just one case. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our
pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to give you an update as to what is happening with the war to rapidly take over the internet and to shut down free speech as well as free press. I've got a couple of updates on this, things that have been that have happened in the last 24 hours. But before I do, real quickly, one way that you can fight against this, because we have been the first ones that they've taken down, we will not be the last. And of course, others are falling as we speak, falling to giant corporate censorship, working hand in hand with the government. It's been created. These institutions have been created by the government for this very purpose, for control of the internet, control of your speech, what you're allowed to see, hear, and share with people. It is essential for them to take control of the internet, especially social media first. And so we're going to talk about that, how it has expressed itself in the last 24 hours here in just a minute. But if you want to help us here at InfoWars, one of the things that you can do, and of course it'll help your own health as well. I've got a big stack here of health news along with human experimentation because, you know, it's all part of an experiment. They experiment on us all the time. It's not just the Department of Energy or the Environmental Protection Agency that's doing prohibited human experimentation without informed consent. No, I mean, the Department of Transportation is allowing these cars that are self-driving, supposedly, they're allowing them to conduct experiments on the roads without your informed consent. They're experimenting with your life and the life of your family as they're driving these vehicles around that are not thoroughly tested, just like they do it with chemicals or with medicines or with vaccines. But anyway, if you want to get some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, we have set up a big sale here. We have free shipping on many products, at InfoWarsStore.com and massive discounts. And we also have some of our newest products. We have three different types of fish oil. We have the Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Honor Roll. That is specifically formulated for kids. It's a fish oil supplement. You can get those 25% off each, or you can get all three of them to try them, 40% off. And to help you wake up, we have an exclusive for our morning listeners, because that's when this show airs live. We have 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS to get 20% off of both original and immune support Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. It is non-GMO, and it is 100% Arabica blend. Just use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off of Wake Up America Coffee. All right, let's talk a little bit about what is going on with free speech. We've had Laura Loomer has now been removed from Facebook for the crime of questioning a candidate in Minnesota. She has been unpublished off of Facebook less than 24 hours after she posted a video of her being assaulted by a soon-to-be congresswoman while asking her questions at a political rally. And this is just one instance of a reporter that has been assaulted, thrown out by Democrat politicians if you ask them questions that are uncomfortable for them. They rough you up and throw you out like a bunch of thugs, because they are a bunch of thugs. They don't respect freedom of the press, and they don't respect your free speech either. And then their servants in social media, like Zuckerberg, do the same thing. Now she has been mugged and bullied by Zuckerberg and Facebook. So she was questioning a Palestinian Muslim, Rashida Tlaib, I guess is the way you pronounce the last name, forcefully grabbed her. She then took the phone from Loomer, approached her with questions that the congressman would not answer. According to a prominent attorney, after watching the video, he says it's assault and battery as well, and the felonious taking and removing of another person's personal property with the intent of depriving the true owner of it, attempted theft. Laura asked if she was willing. This is her crime. She asked the candidate if she was willing to admit that Hamas is a terrorist organization, because it is recognized by the U.S. government as a terrorist organization. And for that, she was assaulted, had her phone taken, and has now been assaulted, mugged, and bullied by Mark Zuckerberg. Thank you, Zuckerberg. Twitter banned Gavin McInnes over the weekend. He had the audacity to denounce the white supremacist rally, and they immediately took him down. I guess they weren't happy with the fact that he didn't cheerlead it on. He was supposed to cheerlead it, and since he denounced it, I guess they took it down. So it's not okay to be white, and it's not and if they're not okay with what you're saying, then they're going to take you down as well. Vimeo has now removed InfoWars content, become the latest virtue signaling organization to do it. I'm sure that the Democrats in Washington are very happy with you, Vimeo. Good for you. Good for you. It's another one to put on your list of people to not do business with, Vimeo. They said InfoWars violated our terms of service prohibitions on discriminatory and hateful content. Always very vague like that. Never any definition of what it was. As a matter of fact, I never even got that much when they took down my YouTube channel, when the Gulag took it down. I am now up to over 600 emails from YouTube bragging about the fact that they had a complaint. This is what same bot is sending me this email now, 600 times. They sent me one and shut me down the last 4 minutes of the program a week ago. I didn't hear anything from them for 6 hours. And matter of fact, during that time, I said, this is pretty amazing, since my channel, my separate program, never had any warnings, never had any strikes, or never any complaints, and there was nothing to find. No video was identified, no complaints about bullying or language or harassment or racism or sexism or whatever was mentioned in any of this stuff. Just said a complaint, and your channel has now been terminated. And so 6 hours after that termination of that single email, they then started sending me an email about once every 10 to 15 minutes, and that has now gone on for a week. And I'm now over 600. What they will not do is reply to the email. We asked them to clarify, please, what it was that we did. Please, masters of the internet, will you please, as we make supplication to these bastards, what is it that I did to offend your sensibilities? No response, just a bot censoring everything that we're doing. And so, anyway, a Twitter spokesman said Friday the decision to allow InfoWars to remain on the site will stay in place, despite CNN continually lobbying them to take it down. A CNN report revealing that Jones had repeatedly violated. See, look at this. When is somebody going to take down CNN for pushing us into war after war after war? Remember the babies and incubators? Remember the weapons of mass destruction? Remember the false flag gas attacks in Syria that we exposed here at InfoWars? We led the push to stop the push for war in Syria, deeper engagement in that CIA war. And eventually, what happened when we said, that didn't happen, that didn't happen? Eventually, it was the UN inspectors as well as the U.S. government inspectors said, yeah, that's right, it didn't happen. Remember when we organized that boycott and said we're not going to become the Air Force of Al-Qaeda? Because that was what they were going to do. Then a year later, they did the same thing. Then they did it a third time, and then they put in the phony gas attack in the UK with the Skripals. And we pushed back against all of those. And it was that one in the UK, the one that we were pushing back. It was Julian Assange was pushing back against that at the same time. That was when they got rough with Julian Assange. And it was not long after that that they shut us down. It's not about bullying and racism and hatred and so forth. It's not about that at all. They won't define what that is. They will use that charge because they don't want to say we're shutting them down because they've exposed our wars. These people who say after Madeleine Albright is questioned about the Iraqi sanctions starving 500,000 children, and they ask her, is it worth it? And she doesn't have the decency to be even ashamed of what she did. She owns it. She said, yeah, it was worth it. Just as Hillary Clinton can't be shamed about what she did to the people at Benghazi. This is the way these people are. They have absolutely no shame as they throw people under the bus, as they start wars with false flags that kill millions of people. And yet, they're still fine. They're on Twitter. It's those people who are lobbying to take our voice out of the equation because they want to gaslight you. Gavin McInnes said, Trump has got to step up. He's being interviewed by Breitbart. Gavin McInnes said, Trump has to stand up and say, this is not the free market. This is collusion with the DNC and big business and big tech, and that's illegal. It's un-American. It's not acceptable. McInnes went on to say, the whole reason InfoWars was shut down was because the DNC saw him as a threat. The whole reason me and the Proud Boys were shut down is because the DNC hated our millennial appeal. We can't have the DNC deciding how big companies behave. That's called fascism. He's right. It actually is fascism when you use private ownership as a beard for government actions like censorship. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever
that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
I want to read to you a little bit more of what Gavin McGinnis said. As he was saying, we have to stand up to this. We have the DNC deciding how big companies are behaving. And I would say others in the government as well. I'm going to tell you how it is the Democrats who've been taking the lead of this. But it is also the deep state that's trying to take President Trump out. It's the CIA, the FBI, those co-conspirators of the DNC that we see running all this Russiagate conspiracy theory that they have invented. He said, this is what we call fascism. It absolutely is. Like I've said many times, Hitler left the companies under private ownership. He said, we can use them. They'll be more efficient at producing our weapons, our gas, and so forth, right? We want them to be very efficient. We don't want to take them over like Stalin did because he doesn't know how to run these companies. We're going to leave the people there who know how to run it, and we'll leave them to make money, and we'll leave them to have private ownership. And then we will take them out at the very end. That was Hitler's plan. The fascists, the National Socialists, that was the way they were going to handle it. And that is exactly what we're seeing here now. The Antifa people are not anti-fascist. They're anti-First Amendment, anti-FA, anti-First Amendment. They don't want anybody to speak. But they are fascist in their approach. And they're fascist in the sense that they celebrate. And this is the most amazing irony of all this. All of these socialists, these communists, these liberals who have always hated corporations, every corporation, even the little ones, the mom and pop corporations, the small corporations. But now they are cheering the biggest of the biggest of the biggest corporations, the multinational corporations that control the Internet. They want them to control the Internet. They think they're going to be their friends. They don't have any problem with income inequality with Apple or with Google or Facebook or any of these people. As a matter of fact, they just cheer them on. They don't know what's coming their way. They are going to be reaping what they sow, and it's not going to be that much longer. But this is what Gavin McInnes said when he was interviewed by Breitbart over the weekend. You know, Breitbart's been very good, unlike Daily Caller, that has set this whole thing out, pretending that nothing ever happened. To us, to Gavin McInnes, to Laura Loomer, to Gab. Oh, didn't happen as far as Daily Caller is concerned. We'll see how that kind of quizzling activity, we should call them, I guess, the Daily Quizzlings. We'll see how that's going to work out for you guys in the long run here. But Gavin McInnes said, I interviewed Alex Jones this week. I dedicated an episode on my show to him, and he said, you're next. And he was talking about me, but all conservatives. And 24 hours later, I was next. I think the future is socialism. The future is Tucker Carlson getting on a plane and being tapped on the shoulder and being told he has to get off the plane. And that's already happened with ICE agents, by the way. They're told they can't use certain airlines. We're going to be kicked out of hotels. It's already happening with restaurants. So utilities will follow after that. That includes web hosters. You know, they're trying to get rid of Gab. And yes, of course, Breitbart is on the chopping block. Of course, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, they'll attack the host for those. They'll try to make sure they can't have that site. And they'll make up a Unite the Right story to justify it. And so they ask him, what needs to happen? He goes, well, Trump needs to stand up and say, this isn't the free market that is happening. We understand what is going on. These are the same forces that are allied to take Trump down. Same forces. And when we look at what these people are doing, it makes me absolutely sick to see the Washington Compost out there, the political blog of Jeff Bezos, the Amazon Post, saying, and this is Margaret Sullivan, online activist, hit hate mongers like Alex Jones where it hurts the most, in the wallet. Yeah. no consequences for the Washington Post and all the wars that they have pushed, like I just said in the last segment. No consequences at all for that. Microsoft wants to get in on it, too. Right? They don't want to be left out. So now they threatened Gab. They said, well, you got a couple of comments up there. Gab said, we're going to have a forum where we're not going to moderate what people have to say. Because you know what? We've had not only Nigel Farage, but a former FCC commissioner say if they moderate the content, they have become a publisher. And they're now responsible for doing it to the nth degree and for being sued. So Gab says, we're not going to do that. So Microsoft says, we're going to take you down.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to break away here for a second from the free speech issues because I want to talk about another issue. That is air security. We have sacrificed so much in our society since September 11th in the name of security. All of our liberties have been sacrificed in the name of security. And as I've said many times, when you give up your freedom to that extent, you become a slave. Slaves are never secure. Slaves are never wealthy. Slaves are never safe. And to the extent that you trade off your liberty for the promise of security, because you're not going to get it, you never do. It is a Faustian bargain that you have made with these people who want to control every aspect of your life to the degree that you give it away. And we have been slicing off our individual liberties left and right since September 11th. And everybody applauds it. And I have been watching them applaud the security state out of fear, both the left and the right. And now I see both of them applauding taking away free speech out of a sense of political correctness or out of political hatred for the other side, both conservatives and liberals. Interestingly, the conservatives, because they have the government right now, they want the government to do it. Save us, government, say the conservatives. And the liberals say they want big corporations to save them. I mean, everything has flipped upside down. This is a bizarro world that we live in now, where the liberals embrace the largest multinational corporations as saviors, and the conservatives embrace government as saviors. Of course, this happened before. They want the government to save them from the scourge of drug addiction and so forth, because they can't manage to do it themselves. And because they have absolutely lost their faith in God, but not in government. No, the conservatives have lots of faith in government. Blind faith, I would say, after 47 years of failure of these kind of in-your-face interdiction policies that the war on drugs is. And it's the UN war on drugs conservatives. You don't even understand where this is coming from. You've embraced a United Nations globalist agenda that has absolutely no authority in the Constitution, has destroyed everything about the rule of law here in this country, but fine, you just go with that. So we have thrown away everything for security, and I just want to show you how that has worked out as we move along here, because it's the same way that all these people who are cheerleading for censorship against the group that they don't like, it's going to work out the same way for that as well. So over the weekend, we had a plane that was stolen out of the airport security. Where's the TSA? An entire plane was stolen. Oh, yes, yes. This is exposes cracks in airport security. A crack in airport security? I think this is a hole that is big enough to fly an airplane through. It's not a crack. It's a gaping hole to fly an airplane through. And there you can see some of the pictures of the plane. He was out there doing loop-de-loop, and eventually he committed suicide with it. He didn't want to hurt anybody else. It was just a joyride and a suicide, and then he crashed it. You can see the flames there, those pictures of it. But as they point out in the article in the Wall Street Journal, airliners generally don't have locks on their doors or require keys to start. Remember when they didn't have locks on the doors to go into where the pilots are inside the plane? Well, these are the outside doors. They don't have locks on them either. Now, they don't expect somebody to get on the plane while it's underway, of course, unless it's some gremlin from the Twilight Zone. But, you know, they don't expect somebody to take the plane and fly it away. But it happened, didn't it? It happened. So we need to get out of the traditional aviation security mindset, said one consultant on aviation security. We need to get out of this traditional mindset where we think that more screening and more surveillance and more cops will solve this problem. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. So you have the airplanes. There's no keys to start it. There's no lock on the door. It's just kind of wide open, like our borders. No problem there. Because, you know, the open borders aren't a problem for security either. You know, we will strain at every little gnat at the airport. We just leave the borders wide open. No problem for that. Let's just do that. Since September 11th, it says the Wall Street Journal, airlines, federal security officials, law enforcement agencies have focused attention and spent tens of billions of dollars, listen to this, plugging gaping holes in aviation security. I don't think they plugged gaping holes in airport security. No, they didn't, obviously. Again, the Wall Street Journal comes up, they'll point out the problem, and then they'll lie to you about it. They say, well, you know, we spent a lot of money, and they've plugged all these gaping security holes, but this is just one that we hadn't seen, a little crack that we hadn't noticed before, where somebody could walk in and just fly the plane away. No problem. This is the very scenario that they were worried about with 9/11, isn't it? Flying planes, somebody taking a plane and flying it anywhere they want, like into a building or something. Isn't this the very threat that they were designed to stop? But they spent tens of billions of dollars and didn't plug this gaping hole. No locks on the doors, no keys to start the airplane, nothing like that, and no security on the airplanes either. But they've got all the little blue-gloved guys in there feeling up grandma and your kids. They're not watching the planes that they were so worried about that were going to be flown into buildings. And those things are really dangerous because, you know, with only two buildings, you're able to take down three steel skyscrapers just in New York. And then when you fly them into the Pentagon, all the parts disappear. You know, there's no tail fin. There's no engine. As the first CNN reporter on the scene said, I didn't see any airplane parts there. It just all disappeared. It's just vaporized, you know. Like at every crash, there's never an airplane engine around. Yes, there is. There's always an airplane. And the hole was too small for an airplane. Nonetheless, going back to Seattle. He was a 29-year-old. They described him as an avid traveler, a high school football standout, a Christian youth leader who once operated an Oregon bakery with his wife. He went down a fiery crash after pulling out of a barrel roll and coming within feet of the water in what ultimately appeared to be a highly theatrical suicide. He spoke of family and friends and a disappointed life to the air traffic controllers who spent the hour trying to talk him into landing. He says, it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them. Just a broken guy. Got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now. And he said, I think I'm going to try to do a barrel roll, and if that goes good, I'll go nose down and call it a night. And that's what he did. He crashed the thing straight down. So meanwhile, as we've got this highly theatrical suicide that happens, we have highly theatrical security abuse by the TSA. And one guy is suing them for it. A Westchester chiropractor out of New York wants a serious adjustment, says the New York Post, and how the TSA operates after he says he was groped during a routine pat-down. He was headed back to New York from Palm Beach with his girlfriend, two young daughters. He has a metal prosthetic in his neck, and he had to lift his shirt up to his head. They ignored his requests for private screening. I repeat that. They ignored his request for private screening. The worker then put his hands under the man's shorts and was roughly touching, is what he said, his genitals for a long time. At that point, his 8-year-old daughter, who is witnessing this molestation of her father by this pot-bellied, blue-gloved TSA theatrical agent, says, look, they're touching daddy's blank. And he said, they took away my child's innocence. I want it to be a learning moment for everybody where we can try to lose some of this insanity. The TSA declined comment. Because who do we think we are that we would question our masters? They can put their hands on us anytime they wish. And because if we do what they say, just like positive operant conditioning, they don't have the little clicker. But they say, you're free to go. That's our little click, you know. Do what I say, you get a little click and a treat, and you get on your plane and fly. If you don't, then you get the other treatment eventually. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, MycoZX, Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats. that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
About the human experiments that are being conducted on us. Yes, we are all part of a great big human experiment, aren't we? And we're seeing this in multiple ways. Quite frankly, you may not realize it, but when you participate in social media, you're participating in a great big human experiment of control. One that has been a long time being set up, but we won't go into that right now. Let's just talk about the more obvious ones. The one that came out over the weekend, why is the Department of Energy conducting human experiments? This is coming from the Free Beacon. They said the Department of Energy was found to be conducting 12 programs using human beings as part of the experiments. They operate under unusual names like Mouse Drool, Little Workers, Hidden Valley, and others. And that's all they know. They don't know any details of these projects. They just know that they're secret, that they're being conducted on humans. The experiments were obtained by the Federation of American Scientists and list several programs with various code names. Each experiment has between 4 and 44 human subjects, a cumulative total of about 300 participants. This Federation of American Scientists made the FOIA request, the Freedom of Information request, after discovering about a dozen classified programs involving human subjects. I said the human subjects research erupted into a national controversy 25 years ago with reporting by the Albuquerque Tribune on human radiation experiments that had been conducted by the Atomic Energy Commission, many of which were performed without the consent of the subjects. And folks, if you understand the Nuremberg trials and the Nuremberg code that came out of that, what was the rationalization for all this? Well, we were just following orders. Not my problem. I was just doing what they told me to do. They came up with a code that says that you have to have informed consent. Informed consent before you experiment on people. And yet they don't. And in addition, if it is something that is life-threatening, like I would expect it would be if you conduct radiation experiments on people, that is probably life-threatening. If it is a life-threatening experiment, then you cannot get informed consent. That's the other part of the Nuremberg Code that most people don't know, is that informed consent cannot be given for life-threatening experiments. I said research using human subjects provides important medical and scientific benefits to individuals and to society. The need for this research does not, however, outweigh the need to protect individual rights and interests. That is from the Department of Energy's guidelines. They don't want to mention any ethical codes. They don't want to mention any treaties or international law that we have signed onto that would prohibit this sort of thing. And again, as I said before, as I began here at InfoWars 6 years ago, the EPA was doing the same thing. The Environmental Protection Agency. In this case, this is the Department of Energy doing it. The EPA wanted to make a case that we had to ban diesel engines. It wasn't the carbon monoxide. They're not worried about that. They're worried about the carbon dioxide, which is what plants need to survive, is what we breathe out. Oh, got to eliminate that. But they're also concerned about fine particulate matter. This is stuff that is 2.5 microns or smaller. And they say, well, that's particularly in diesel engines, so we've got to get rid of that. Well, you can get rid of it, but they don't want to do that. They just want to get rid of the engine because they want to force everybody into the cities with cars that won't last, that are too expensive for you to own, and that have external combustion. Because where do you think the power for these electric cars come from? The group I was with, at one point, the guy said he always loves to ask this question in audiences. What is your favorite source of power? Electricity, because it's so clean. Electricity is not a source. Electricity is an output. What is your favorite source of power? You've got to generate it somehow. You can do it with solar power, but typically the way that it is done is not with solar power or that need massive batteries and so forth. It's done by burning what they say is fossil fuel. It's not fossils. It is there in abundance, and it can be burned cleanly. All that stuff about fossil fuels and everything, that was a lie sold to us by the CIA called peak oil. The CIA was very interested in doing that. All those pictures of, hey, we're burning dinosaurs and so forth. It's like, no. They were telling everybody in 1979, I've said it many times, I've shown it many times, I saved the Time and Newsweek magazines that were telling everybody we were going to be out of all oil and natural gas by the mid-1980s. It's going to be gone. We're using it. There's only so much oil in the ground, said Tower Power. Sooner or later, there'll be none around. Alternate sources of power must be found because there's only so much oil. I can't cut loose without that juice. One of my favorite groups. Didn't like that song, though, but it always is good for a laugh. So I could laugh along with it while I was listening to the music. But that's what they want. They want to drive you out of this. And so in order to push this, at the same time the EPA was conducting human experiments, they were telling people that more people were dying. They had congressional testimony, Ed Markey and Lisa Jackson, who, by the way, was the first government official to have a secret email account. She created a fictitious name, a male. She actually even awarded that fictitious male, gave him awards to make it look real. This is the way the Democrats roll. And she was working with Ed Markey, who is now a senator. He's only a congressman at the time. And they were telling everybody that fine particulate matter was killing more people than cancer. And at the same time, they were exposing people to over 72 times the maximum limit that the EPA said was safe. And screening for people who had respiratory and heart issues. Absolutely amazing. That's how they were found out. By Steve Malloy, who has junkscience.com, he saw these reports of people being taken to the hospital. He goes, what's going on with this? And, you know, interestingly enough, even though they're telling everybody that more people are dying of this than cancer, and even though they're exposing them to 72 times the limit that the EPA says, they only had a couple of people that already had respiratory and heart diseases that had any issue with it. So it shows that the whole thing was a fraud. But if it wasn't, they should have been locked up in jail. And they should be locked up in jail anyway. So now we got the Department of Energy doing that. Now you talk about informed consent for things where they risk your life. Well, you know, vaccines fall into that category, don't they? Except that the Democrats, as I pointed out last week, the Democrats in Italy, they actually call them the Democrats. It's a left-to-center party. They use the same tactic that the Democrats in California did. Said, oh, look, we got a measles outbreak here. We got 4 or 5 people got measles. Therefore, we have to have mandated vaccines in massive quantity to children before they can get an education. And they put that law in, and I was reported it last week, that it set them on fire when the Five Star Movement and the Nationalist League said, we're going to remove that requirement because people should not be mandated. There should be such a thing as informed consent with your medical care. And you know what happened over the weekend? We had Salvini, who was pushing this, and everybody is upset with him. He better watch his back. Well, I tell you, the globalists want to get them out of there really badly if they're not going to force people to take those vaccines. Then he came out and did something even more outrageous to our masters. He said, we're going to get rid of this parent one, parent two thing that's on the official government documents. We're going to go back to mom and dad. No more thing one, thing two. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia.
And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Earlier in the program, I talked about the fact that Laura Loomer was asking questions of a candidate in Minnesota. She was physically assaulted. She had her camera removed. And now she has been assaulted by Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. And this is a pattern of behavior, folks. Same thing has happened with Mayor de Blasio in New York against a New York Post reporter. De Blasio let the security haul away a Post reporter for asking a question. And he says, I believe in a free, strong media with diverse views, and I'll defend it with all I've got. and then drag that guy out of the room here. But they don't have a problem with that. Can you imagine if this happened to Jim Acosta? Many of us wouldn't mind seeing that happen. We've gotten so tired of his self-absorbed whining, his self-centered whining. But no, seriously, they want to talk about a war on the press, and now they're talking about colluding together and having all these different news organizations running anti-Trump stories at the same time. Oh, wait a minute, I thought they'd been doing that for 2 years. Oh, okay, no, this is something new and different and deeper, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to be able to tell that they started something new when this is exactly what they've been doing for a couple of years. But at the same time that they're coming after President Trump and attacking him because he is attacking their credibility, he's not attacking them physically. And de Blasio does this. The candidate does it to Laura Loomer, and Facebook doesn't have a problem with that. Instead, they have a problem with her. And so I guess maybe now this New York Post, or maybe the New York Post itself, will be taken down off of all social media. Do you think that'll happen? After driving this, having this guy arrested and dragged off, obviously there's something wrong with the New York Post because they opposed a Democrat, and the Democrat had to have them hauled off. So I think that at this point, the New York Post is probably going to see themselves taken down by Mark Zuckerberg and the Gulag, YouTube. If they got any videos up, they'll have those taken down by YouTube. Of course, they'll probably get shadow banned by the search engine at Gulag and so on. And it's not just there. We have Florida Democrat, keeps calling the cops on reporters she doesn't like. This is the way they roll, folks. They're called fascists. And they use censorship and oppression and thugs against anybody that they don't feel like they can argue with. And that would be anybody that disagrees with them. Florida State Senator Daphne Campbell, a Democrat who's running for reelection, called police on Thursday to report Miami Herald reporter Sarah Blaski. Same day, she called the police on Blaski. Rise News published a police report from Miami Shores Police Department detailing a similar incident that took place back in May. According to that report, Daphne Campbell called police to report a Rise News publisher, Rich Robinson, for filming her at a public event in a public place. The police declined to arrest Robinson, but this Democrat wants it done, and eventually they will get it. Eventually they'll get it. In both cases, this Florida State Senator, Daphne Campbell, called the police, wanted the reporters arrested because they had the audacity to be filming her at a public event in a public place or other things. And in both cases, 3 months apart, the police declined to arrest people. But how much longer is that going to go? I mean, when you have the Democrats in control of everything, and we have this system of patronage and protection and, you know, in the same way that we've seen these bureaucracies who will do human experimentation on people. Why? Why would they do that at the EPA? Why would they not care about ethics, care about the law, care about things like the Nuremberg Code? Well, it's because they have lucrative jobs, and they have those jobs for life. That's why everybody got so upset in Washington in the swamp when President Trump fired James Comey. Even when McCabe was fired, even Jeff Sessions, meek little Jeff Sessions, and the other people, the FBI said, McCabe's really got to go. He's got a lot of complaints against him, even from other FBI agents. But still, it upset the bureaucracy because they're not supposed to ever lose their jobs for anything, and certainly not lose their pensions. And so these people are there. They are employed for life, lucrative jobs, lucrative pensions. And that's what gets them to do the sorts of things that they shouldn't be doing. Is that going to happen now with the police? If the Democrats demand it, are they going to start arresting people for just being reporters? Of course they will. We've already seen this happen in China, and China is the blueprint for this. Google has already worked to give the Chinese government the ability to ban people on the Internet. As I reported last week, we had the activist that was criticizing the Chinese government. He was just disappeared. They did drag him off and disappear him. And then as people started talking about it and reporting it, Google wiped them from the Internet, so you won't hear anything about it. See no evil. Don't be evil, right? No. They don't want you to see any evil or hear any evil or be able to pass along when the government does evil. They're the handmaids of these tyrants, and they have been richly rewarded for this, as have the people at Facebook and other sites like this. All this is happening, this kind of corruption. You got California lawmakers setting up a secret DMV office so they don't have to wait in the heat to renew their licenses. They've got their own special little DMV office. Folks, this is the hallmark of what we have seen in tyrannical governments in Eastern Europe and communist nations and so forth. The kind of lies and control of the media that we always saw was very obvious, even to the people living in Russia who had no access to anything else. They knew that Pravda was lying to them. They knew that there was no truth or news in Pravda or in Izvestia. And yet the people here in America haven't come to that realization yet. We are totally gaslighted. How does that happen? Well, they understand perfectly well how that happens. Remember that the internet was created by a psychologist, I should say. He wasn't putting people on the couch, but he was studying people's minds. J.C.R. Licklider, father of the internet. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. He was a psychologist, well aware, when he suggested this, of the Milgram experiment. They know that people have a tendency to want to obey authority. That's why you have these people doing the human experimentation on others. And also the Ash experiment, where they would follow a herd mentality. So you would have a group of people who are all in on the gag, and they would show them a picture, a couple of pictures, and say, which one is the line longer, so forth. Something that's very, very obvious what the right answer was. Not even anything as hard as 2 plus 2 equals 4. And what they wanted to do was, you know, if they said 2 plus 2 equals 5 and everybody in the audience raises their hand, then the person would go along, would change their vote and go along with the crowd because of the herd mentality. And that's what they do to people with vaccines. That's what they're doing to people with the social media censorship. It's the herd mentality. It's deferring to authority. Very well documented. And that's precisely what the internet is there for. I'll just give you a couple more examples here of how the government is not looking after our best interest, how they're experimenting on us. Of course, they had the Monsanto verdict, $289 million. A San Francisco jury awarded to a former school groundskeeper, Dwayne Johnson, who said that Monsanto's Roundup weed killer gave him terminal cancer. He has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Folks, as I've said before, in the early 80s, we had a dog who would escape out of the, climb the fence and jump out. And one of the things this dog loved to do was to eat grass. I've never had a dog that loved to eat grass like that. Typically, they only do that when they're sick. And he got into the neighbor's yard where they had been spraying Roundup and so forth on the yards. And he got the same kind of cancer. And they said, that's a very rare cancer. As we were treating him for that, I heard the report on NPR talking about how farmers were getting the same kind of cancer from using Roundup and glyphosate. And that was in the early 80s. This has been going on for 35 years. Now they're pretending they just noticed. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques.
Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David and I, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is really behind all this censorship here, folks. It's really about controlling the election. And it's coming from the same people that have been involved in creating the fake information about President Trump, the intelligence agencies, and the FBI, who've been conspiring to overthrow our election. And now they're working on it full time, and they're going to be using Facebook. All these liberals who hated the idea that Cambridge Analytica data was sold. They can swallow everything else that Facebook does. And they've been bragging about this since 2011, how they can very economically help you to win any political campaign with the way that they skew the information. And so all these liberals out there who were just freaking out about it because it was the other side that was doing it, I guess they don't have a problem if they can rig the election using Facebook and then shutting down anybody that would come up with a different story than they have, that would tell the other side. That's why they don't want a debate in the public sphere. They want to silence any voices that oppose them. And that, you know, they don't have an argument, just as we see in all these different events. We have Antifa out there. They don't have an argument. They just want to censor you, shut you down, bully you, beat you up, call you racist. That's what they did to us. That's the same tactic that you see at the Antifa rallies. I mean, what we've just seen is a mugging by the largest corporations in the same way that Antifa does this on the streets. And everybody's just fine with that. They love that. All right, before we get back into the news, I just want to remind you of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that help to fund this program. We have free shipping now, store-wide, and that's domestic free shipping. But anywhere in the United States, you can get free shipping store-wide, plus massive discounts on some of our most popular products, things like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement that we have here, as well as popular ones like Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. That's 50% off. BrainForce Plus is 40% off. All those, of course, free shipping domestically. Secret 12, our vitamin B12, 40% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. And all Super Blue products. That's our two flavors of toothpaste, our mouthwash, our immune gargle spray. We call it that because it's got nano silver in it. Very effective at fighting bacteria and virus. That is in all those Super Blue products, dental products. Nano silver. That's 50% off. Plus, again, free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this InfoWar that we have going. And, of course, they don't want to see that continuing. They have been very upfront about their plans to do this. As I mentioned last week, and we look at the way this has stepped up, we've now got Microsoft threatening Gab. Why? Because Gab has a true free speech platform. So Microsoft says, well, we are your hosting provider, so we're going to shut down your entire platform because we don't like two comments that are there. You got 48 hours to take action against two of the people there. So now you've got Microsoft saying, because we are hosting your website, now we are going to dictate what can and cannot be said on a free speech platform. They can't allow free speech. These are the giants out there. Remember, it was Microsoft that was the first corporation, as we saw from the Ed Snowden slides, the first corporation to get into the PRISM program. Apple was the last one. They didn't get in until Steve Jobs died. You know, as we look at Apple crossing the trillion-dollar mark and people showing the pictures of Steve Jobs, I really wonder if he would have gone along with this if he had been alive. They joined the PRISM program after Steve Jobs died, right after he died. As soon as Tim Cook became CEO. Yeah, they're fine with this kind of stuff, aren't they? And so we have, as I said before, Amazon, the Amazon Post, the Washington Post, saying, let's get Alex Jones where it hurts the most, in the wallet. And, of course, they have shut down as much as they could any information about reviews and so forth on Amazon.com. And then The Hill comes out with this story, which is, listen to the headlines, how tech reached a breaking point with InfoWars. So in other words, they tried to be tolerant of us, you know, just like Antifa and all these, snowflake students at the universities, you know how tolerant they are and long-suffering. And so all of these tech giants have just been so patient with us, but they reached a breaking point. They just couldn't take it any longer because, as The Hill points out, liberal watchdogs like George Soros's Media Matters have regularly drawn critical attention to InfoWars, along with CNN. And so they just reached a breaking point after you had Democrat senators demanding that they shut us down. They reached their breaking point. Yeah, they were just overwhelmed in their safe places. Facebook, if you remember, going back to this last December, Facebook said it was deleting accounts at the direction of U.S. and Israeli governments. This is reported by Glenn Greenwald at the time. He said Facebook had granted 95% of the requests by the American and Israeli governments. As the New York Times put it, in December of last year, Israeli security agencies monitor Facebook and send company posts they consider incitement. Facebook has responded by removing most of them. And so, you know, in China and Israel and Palestine, and of course it doesn't happen here in the United States that they want to control the narrative of what people are saying, right? Doesn't happen here at all. Yeah, not at all. As a matter of fact, Facebook bragged going back in 2011. So that was in 2000, just this last December, 2017. They're bragging about how they are doing the bidding of the government. The government, all they have to do is just ask, and we'll take them down. Well, if they're going to ask them in secret and they just take it down, don't you think that Facebook would take us down because we have a Democrat congressman demanding it in public hearings over and over again? Or because you got George Soros demanding it, his non-governmental organizations and so forth. Going back to 2011, as the Burning Platform blog points out, Facebook promoted in 2011 a case study that bragged that it was very economical to run ads on the social network, so they could be used to change public opinion in any political campaign. Maybe that is why they're shutting down the ads of that candidate who was talking about how her parents came from Cambodia, how her father was about to be executed. And he said, but well, I'm just about to get married, you know, and they cut him some slack. He said, I'm getting married to that girl over there. Never talked to her, seen her before in his life. Just pointed to the pretty girl that he saw. And she said, yes, I'm going to marry him to save his life. And they've been happily married for over 40 years. And then she went on to talk about the way the Democrats had run that area into the ground with their economic policies. But because she was talking about Cambodia, because she was talking about the killing fields of the communists, the communist Facebook shut her ad down. Also shut down the ads of people who were endorsed by the National Rifle Association. But back in 2011, they were bragging about how a media firm named Chong and Koster was able to successfully sway public opinion against a 2010 Florida ballot measure that would have increased public school class sizes. They noted how this campaign cleverly used Facebook's targeting capabilities to serve a variety of ad messages on Floridians by age group and so forth. So you're not going to hear this from the mainstream media. And they're only going to complain if they find out that President Trump used something like this. They're going to shut down the capability of any Republicans to use that. And they're going to consider that it is a major scam if President Trump used it. And all we hear about are the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. And remember that Facebook went there three times before they finally got the message and said, okay, yes, yes, there were $100,000 spent on ads by the Russians. Okay, are you happy now? We'll shut down InfoWars. Are you happy now? Do you see where this is coming from? Yes, they are shills. Yes, they are despicable. But they're doing the bidding of their Democrat masters and the people in the military-industrial complex and the FBI who want to take down President Trump. And they point out in this article, it's on Zero Hedge, as Facebook tries to downplay its history of sharing massive amounts of data with political advertisers, this case study from 2011 is a good reminder of how the company used to boast about its ability to help sway elections for clients who are willing to buy advertisements on the site. And, of course, that has always been the case. And, you know, it was December 30th, Facebook was bragging about the fact that they were deleting accounts at the direction of the U.S. and Israeli government. And I pointed out when they were testifying in Senate committee hearings back November 2017, you had the FBI retired agent, Clint Watts, saying that civil wars don't start with gunshots, they start with words. America's war with itself has already begun, and we must act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellions. And he says, we got to silence the guns. We have to stop the information artillery barrage that is landing on social media. If we silence the guns, the barrage will end. And so we have to shut down outlets that put out bogus stories. In other words, stories that expose their actions, that truly expose their actions, not the stuff about weapons of mass destruction.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life.
Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. So I was just saying, it was only last November that we had the FBI agent say, we're in the middle of a civil war. Civil wars begin with words. We have to shut down anybody that doesn't agree with us. We have to stop the information artillery barrage by calling these people fake, bogus, and silencing them with social media. Silence the guns and the barrage will end. Folks, that is what's behind the takedown of InfoWars. And it's the government that is ultimately behind this. The same people. They're trying to overthrow the election. And a headline from strategicculture.org says, Alex Jones purged the U.S. tech giants are meddling in the 2018 midterm elections. That's precisely what they're doing. When you look at, again, going back to the psychological experiments, the Milgram experiment, the Ash experiments, if you can get everybody saying the same thing, this is what they were doing with Operation Mockingbird. They had three news outlets, ABC, CBS, NBC. They would cover the same stories. They would tell you the same thing about those stories, all from the same opinion, the same angle. Therefore, it was fact. Everybody just went along with it, no matter how patently absurd and false it was. There was nobody to blow the whistle. There was nobody to expose the lies, to expose the logical fallacies. And they want that back again. As they point out in this story on strategic culture, an all-out battle is raging against alternative views in this country. Although we have positioned ourselves and imagine ourselves as champions of free speech, only six companies control 90% of the media here in the United States. Let me repeat that. Six companies control 90% of the media. Going back to just 1983, it was exactly the opposite. 90% of the media at that time was not controlled by six companies, but by 50 companies. 50. So it's gone down from 50 to six. Who controls the internet? About three. You see the problem here? I hope you do. Naturally, the trend negatively affects press freedom. According to the 2018 World Press Freedom Index that's compiled by Reporters Without Borders, the U.S. dropped two positions this year, and we are now at number 45 in terms of freedom of the press. Not too good, is it? Oh, wait till they look at the fact that you can shut down entire news organizations over claims that aren't even made. Again, my channel was shut down without any notification, without any justification, without any explanation. I was not told what videos they objected to or what they objected to in the imaginary videos. It's like being put on a no-fly list. Or maybe a better analogy is John Brennan and Barack Obama's disposition matrix. We had a drone strike conducted on us by the mega corporations, and of course, most of the left is fine with this. It was kind of interesting to see last week that the World Socialist Workers site said, fight back against internet censorship. They understand where this is going. They said this week, Apple, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify all removed or blocked the content of far-right theorist, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, censoring his podcast and so forth, calling it hate speech and harassment. But then they said this. That's the usual line that you hear. Oh, yeah, we're far-right. We're conspiracy theorists. Oh, that's fine. But no, they weren't fine with that. They said, this is what the socialists said. The actions of these corporations are shot through with hypocrisy and bad faith. Whatever their justification, the fact remains that such censorship is a fundamental violation of the freedom of expression. Long experience has shown that political censorship by the state and corporations does not harm the fascistic right, but strengthens it. So they see this as a threat to the left. Look, it is a threat to the left and to the right. When are we going to stop this ratcheting down, this death spiral that this country is in, where everybody is begging for the government to take away their liberty? Just like you got these people like David Hogg begging them, take away my ability to defend myself. Please take away my speech.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I was just pointing out to you, even the socialists are saying, this is not good. We have seen where political censorship goes. They said the actions of these corporations are shot through with hypocrisy, with bad faith, and so forth, whatever the justification. Because they see this ultimately as coming for them, and they're right. You know, first they came for Alex Jones, then they come for the socialists, then they come for this group, they come for that group. I mean, they're not going to stop anybody that opposes their agenda, whether it is war or whether it is some other agenda that they have, they're going to come after those people. And they put it this way. They said the censorship of the far right creates a political precedent for censoring left-wing political movements. And they said, we're the main target. So the socialists see themselves as the main target. They've been targeted before. So have we. But they understand that they're not immune to this, which is more than you can say for the Democrat street. The useful idiots that are out there applauding this, they really don't understand. They don't understand where this is headed. They don't understand the principles of free speech because they're too busy tearing down the foundations of our society. And they went on to say this. This is a very important thing. They had censorship on this scale is political blacklisting. It is. I've been put on a list. I don't know why. The gulag won't tell me why. I can't get any information from YouTube. I just keep getting the same message sent to me after 6 hours of silence. One message. We've had a complaint. Your channel has been deleted. And then 6 hours later, I started getting the same message repeated over and over again now for a week. I'm up to about 650 emails. No explanation given, even though we've asked what it was. They make their rules, say the left. Well, what were their rules? Their arbitrary rules that they made up, and of course they didn't follow their own rules, did they? No warning given. No explanation given. This is the fascism of these corporations and our government as well. It is a fascism. It said censorship on this scale is political blacklisting. The obvious intent of Google's censorship algorithm is to block news that your company does not want reported. and to suppress opinions with which you do not agree. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Now, absolutely do not agree with anything that the Socialist Workers site says, and they don't agree with anything that we say. But we can both agree with Voltaire. They will fight to the death to keep our freedoms. Because freedom is the only thing you can have if you give it away to others. If I use the government, or if I use corporations, or I use the beard of private property to censor other people, then they will come for me. They'll come for anybody that opposes them. As Mike Adams said, you know, a lot of people point out, looks like they're going to try to rig the election to make sure that nobody is pushing back against their narrative, that you only hear one point of view coming out. It's the point of view of the Democrats, because that's the point of view of these corporations. And they're more than happy to work with the Democrats to censor any website that would offer a different point of view. But as Mike Adams points out, there may be some other things along the line. Censorship purge may signal an imminent false flag. There could be violence before midterm elections. It could be bigger than 9/11. Who knows what they're going to do? See, it's a very important thing to have freedom of the press. It's a very important thing to be able to criticize your government. That was a big part of the First Amendment, to be able to redress your grievances, not just standing there with a bunch of signs, to be able to redress your grievances in the public sphere. And these forums really are a de facto public sphere. Do you realize where they came from? Do you realize that these organizations were essentially birthed by DARPA? It's just a coincidence, I'm sure, that in the late 90s, as the internet was kicking off, that the CIA went open with their venture capital firm, InQtel. They decided, well, you know, we've got the internet that's here. We had planned on this from the very beginning as being a tool of psychological control. We can watch what the herd is thinking on a given subject. We can see how they are responding to the narrative that we feed them. If they don't agree with that narrative, then we can fine-tune that and adjust it. And, you know, they got a complete feedback loop there with the internet, so they can monitor what people are saying. But it was very important for them that that not get out of hand. And so they laid the foundations, as people were concerned, as DARPA had their and Homeland Security had their Total Information Awareness Program. DARPA had a program they called LifeLog, where they would keep track of everything that you do in your life, a lifelong log, detailed, to profile you and to track you everywhere you go. So right around the late 90s, early 2000s, that was when they began geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics. They created the venture capital firm owned by the CIA. I mean, does that ever strike you as odd that the CIA would go in and fund 106 startups in Silicon Valley? And, of course, they're all just clamoring to shut down InfoWars now. What a coincidence that that all started as the internet was starting to take off and become practical. And, of course, the 106 startups, I'm looking at this number that's here. This is from an article going back 5 years. It's a lot more than that now. A lot of the companies that they started up were companies like Palantir, very, very effective in terms of looking into you. They consciously use the metaphor of Lord of the Rings, that crystal ball, if you will. It was a way for, if you remember the story, the Palantirs were these crystal balls that the different kings that had the different realms could speak to each other. And they were taken control of by the Dark Lord. And he could use those to look into you if you got into if you started using that device. He could turn it back around and actually look inside of you and read your mind and so forth. And that's exactly what Palantir does with their software. They consciously reference this. That is the purpose of Google. When you look at how they are wooing partners for potential China expansion, they will do anything to expand through China. They will do anything for that murderous dictatorship. Now, they have a long history of murder and oppression. I can remember a few years ago, there was a blind advocate who called a press conference in one of the Chinese provinces. He was opposing the forced abortions that came along with the one-child policy. And as he was talking to some Western reporters, had a bunch of thugs show up dressed like Agent Smith from The Matrix, you know, the black suits and the sunglasses and everything. They grab this blind guy and start beating him. And they, as he's crying out to the press, help, help, you know, do something, whatever, tell my story. They drug him away, disappeared him in the car. And they put a gag order on the press. Well, the press reported that. Now, that was the action of a regional government. The press reporting embarrassed the national Chinese government because this was before President Xi, who has gone full-on communist dictator. And they had a little bit of a conscience at that point in time where they were more worried about the way they were portrayed in Western spheres because they wanted to increase their business dealings there. Now they've embraced the tyranny under President Xi. This is a guy who will shut down all mention of Winnie the Pooh because somebody made a meme joke about him comparing him to Winnie the Pooh. He has no sense of humor and no tolerance for that type of thing. But at the time, they abducted this blind activist against forced abortions. It was press activity that got them to reverse that. That's not going to happen anymore in China. Thanks to Google. Thanks to the Dragonfly program. These people have absolutely no conscience. They will do anything for money and for power. They're the perfect handmaids of tyrants. And if you don't think that the same thing will happen here in America, you haven't been paying attention. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Larry Klayman about what's going on with the updates on the Bundy trial and lawsuits associated with that. We'll be right back with Larry Klayman. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the
the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Larry Klayman in this segment and the next. Of course, he is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. You can find Freedom Watch at freedomwatchusa.org. And I wanted to get Larry on because he's involved in trying to get some justice for a couple of individuals who were acquitted in the Bundy standoff, but they nevertheless still spent about 2 years in jail awaiting trial, and they want some compensation for that, especially given the criminal actions that have been exposed in those various trials because of a BLM whistleblower. It was really a kangaroo court, and we've reported on this many times, a kangaroo court, but after the documents and information that were put out by a whistleblower that worked for the BLM, there wasn't anything else that that judge could do. So joining us now to give us an update on that and talk a little bit about what's going on there is Larry Klayman. Thank you for joining us, Larry.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this trial, because we've just had, a miscarriage of justice. We've just had the trial up in Oregon of the FBI agent who lied, obstructed justice, and so forth, has now been let off the hook there. I know that there's a move by the Finicum family to try to get some compensation there. But you're involved with some people who were acquitted in the trial in spite of all of the rigging and the slanting of information and things that were not allowed to be talked about by the judge there in that particular case. It was eventually blown open, not because they decided that they would have a fair trial, but because of what a BLM whistleblower exposed. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. I also represent Clive and Bundy, and I was there throughout the trial. I was providing advice to him, to his son Ryan Bundy. I know what went on. We got lawsuits in Nevada to try to have the land declared owned by the people of Nevada, that land that was violated by the BLM and by the FBI and by these U.S. attorneys in Las Vegas. But yes, these two defendants, Rick Lovellian, L-O-V-E-L-I-A-N, Loveland, it's pronounced, and Stephen Stewart were part of the whole mass of defendants that were indicted maliciously by the U.S. Justice Department and with the insistence of the FBI and the BLM. And they were acquitted in record time. In fact, they presented little to no evidence during the case. They grouped all of these parties together, including the Bundys, to try to send a message to the American people that you should never question government tyranny. If you do, we will crush you. And the prosecutors involved Stephen Myrae, Dan Sheets, Nadia Ahmed, these people acted in a very unethical and frankly criminal way, and they used our clients as fall guys for trying to put forward this attempt to silence peaceful protest and the peaceful use of Second Amendment rights of self-defense, right to bear arms, rights of free speech, that kind of thing. So, yes, this is a very important case for justice and also to get compensation for our clients, Loveland and Stewart, who were financially ruined and emotionally ruined, and I might add physically abused in prison.
Yeah, because they spent so much time awaiting trial. I mean, you know, we have this thing in the Constitution that says you get a speedy trial. I don't think that works out to 2 years.
No, it doesn't. And we had a very corrupt judge by the name of Gloria Navarro, handpicked by the corrupt Senator Harry Reid, nominated by Barack Obama, confirmed by Democrat Senate at the time. And she did everything she could to harm the Bundys and also these defendants, as well as other defendants. There were about 15 others in these different trials that resulted from that successful standoff at Bunkerville.
You know, I was there reporting. We got there on a Wednesday. The standoff was on a Saturday. And I saw what the BLM was doing to people, and I saw the way people conducted themselves. It was always, the threats were always on the side of the government. That's what we saw there. That's what we witnessed. That's what we reported. And I was absolutely amazed, but not surprised, as you pointed out, that they would want to get even, that it would be vindictive, and that it would be centered Harry Reid, that he would be, you know, he was trying to portray them as terrorists. They were not terrorists. These were the same people who had said, you're not going to be able to protest. Here's a free speech area. And out in the middle of the desert, because they own most of the state of Nevada, they've got this little tiny area, and they said free speech zone. And somebody said the free speech is not a zone. It's not an area. And that's what we're now seeing now. We have on the Internet, we have a little prescribed area where you will be allowed to speak. And even that is going to be taken away.
You're right. It was a setup. Before anything happened at Bunkerville, and of course the government was claiming that they could seize Bundy's cattle and put him out of business, government came in and they threatened the lives of the Bundy family. They assaulted Cliven's sister, Margaret. They tased his two sons. They killed the bulls in his herd, which are necessary for procreation, buried them in a secret mass grave.
This was very expensive, very expensive assets as well, several thousand dollars each.
Absolutely. And this was an assault on the rights of the American people. So at the time, Fox News was covering it. You were covering it. Others were covering it. People throughout the West in particular came to the Bundys to peacefully protest. They were armed because they saw the violence that had occurred by the federal government. And in fact, they were drawn up in a sting operation from the very beginning, because the U.S. attorney at the time, Dan Bogden, his number one U.S. attorney, Steve Myrae, and then Dan Sheese behind that, and Nadia Ahmed, these other U.S. attorneys, very corrupt, came out to the ranch to set the Bundys up. They had surveillance cameras. They had all kinds of things, sharpshooters, snipers on the hills, this kind of thing. And during the course of the trial of Cliven Bundy and his two sons, Ahmed and Ryan, it came out that this exculpatory evidence, there had been video cameras that actually showed that the Bundys weren't threatening federal agents and others. This came out. And then a whistleblower came forward by the name of Larry Wooten, who revealed that at BLM, they actually had kill lists for the Bundys hanging on the wall, and they were being called subhuman and retards because they're Mormons. So this is the kind of thing that's out there. And make it even worse, Stephen Myrae, who was then acting U.S. attorney, was covering this all up and retaliated against Wooten for coming forward. This is a huge scandal, and it tells you something about what's been going on with President Trump and the Mueller witch hunt and everything else. This Justice Department has become corrupt to the core. Attorney General Jeff Sessions won't do anything about it. So, yeah, we did something about it. We just sued the prosecutors and the others involved in this entire matter, including Comey, James Comey, who was head of the FBI at the time.
And, you know, it's amazing to me that 6 months after even Gloria Navarro, and we had reported on how she was rigging this and said, you're not allowed to say anything about the BLM, even when somebody says, well, I was very afraid. And the defense attorney says, who are you afraid of? You can't say that. You know, you're out of order. You can't ask them who they're afraid of, because obviously they were ducking down on a concrete barrier on the other side of the BLM was on, because the BLM was pointing guns at people, threatening us on the ground with loudspeakers that they're going to shoot us. And so you can't ask if they're afraid of the BLM. But after all of that, Gloria Navarro just kept running down there, as you pointed out, very corrupt judge, shutting down any exculpatory evidence, not allowing anything to be told about the corrupt actions of Dan Love and so forth. And after this got exposed, she couldn't do that anymore. So she declared a mistrial, then dismissed it with prejudice and so forth. 6 months later, this guy who's still working for the Department of Justice comes back in and says, I want you to reconsider. We still need to come after them. I mean, that's the amazing thing, Larry, when I look at this, is that these people won't give up. And as you point out, Jeff Sessions won't get rid of them. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Larry Klayman, Freedom Watch founder, and you can find him at freedomwatchusa.org. He was there defending the Bundys against this unethical, illegal attack. And the way that our justice system has just broken down is absolutely amazing to me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Larry Klayman of FreedomWatchUSA.org. And Mr. Klayman, was part of the Bundy defense team. He is now representing two men who were very quickly dismissed. They had absolutely no evidence, although they'd held them for nearly 2 years in jail. They held everybody there for 2 years or longer before they got a trial. Once these guys got a trial, it was obvious that they had no charges, so they are suing to try to expose the corruption of the Department of Justice, as well as to get compensation that they truly deserve there. We're talking to him about what happened there, about the fact that this corrupt judge who presided over the trial, Gloria Navarro, was an acolyte of Harry Reid there in that area. But I wanted to get some information about the other people who are still there. Anything else you want to tell us, Larry, about your clients and this particular case? But also there's another couple of individuals who were found guilty as in the earlier trials because that information was skewed, because they withheld information about what the FBI and the BLM were doing that would have shown that they were the aggressors, withheld information about Dan Love, who had been violating laws and so forth. Withheld a lot of information like that, really rigged the process. They got a conviction against a couple of individuals. The same information, the same tactics, the same witnesses and everything that were used, being used against the Bundys, where you were there as part of that defense team, were used to convict these other individuals who are now still in jail. And the whole thing got blown out of the water by the BLM whistleblower. But those two individuals are still in jail. What do you know about that?
And there's also somebody who pled out, in fact, more than one. One of them is Pete Santilli, a talk show host. They were trying to intimidate conservative talk show hosts right before elections that were coming up and telling them they better be quiet or they would go to prison. These people are ruthless. And it's interesting that Lavelli and Stewart were acquitted without even providing any closing argument by their lawyers. That's how clear it was that they were in it. And these others that are in prison right now, they're still rotting in prison and they should be let go. And it's totally inappropriate that these people are there. There's still actually some people in prison in addition to those who are out now who were acquitted or convicted of other crimes.
So, you know, Larry, as I said, I was there. I covered it in the days leading up to the standoff. We were there that morning. Most of the mainstream media went home because they were told by Harry Reid that they were going to give in. They were going to let the Bundys be able to graze their cattle, even though they had confiscated the cattle. They were going to say, okay, well, we've got your cattle, but now you can use the land to graze on it and everything. So the mainstream media went home. We stayed there, and so we were there when all of that happened. But it was absolutely amazing to see these people stand up, and it was nothing other than a protest. It was a peaceful protest. I mean, Antifa should be that peaceful. They did have sidearms on, but it wasn't like it was. There weren't any threats. There weren't any weapons aimed at the people walking across that wash. It was just a peaceful protest. I can't imagine that these guys are being sent to jail for years for what I witnessed there.
No, absolutely. I mean, it really is remarkable. This is the first time in American history on a major scale that the American people stood up to the federal government, the tyrannical federal government in this instance, using their Second Amendment right to bear arms, their First Amendment right to protest, and won. They fought the law. Of course, this isn't the law. These were outlaws, and they won. And what's at issue here, David? What's the bottom line here is that this land belongs to the people of Nevada. Cliven Bundy grazes on that land through grazing and water rights. And Harry Reid was reportedly with his son Rory downtown, who's a lawyer, was trying to take that land away from the Bundys and sell it to Chinese environmental interests. Obviously, they were going to get kickbacks or something like that. This is corrupt. And it's something that you could do a Hollywood movie about because, frankly, no one would believe it unless you saw it actually happen on the big screen. And this is why we're pursuing justice, because you can't let this kind of thing go on. And we have an attorney general, as we know, who's absolutely worthless. He just buries his head in the sand. So we have to take action.
You know, we see the same type of thing happening with John McCain in Arizona, that area there, the Tonto Reserve, an area that was a historical and sacred site to the Apaches. It was used for recreational purposes and so forth. That's now been turned over to a foreign corporation for copper mining. It's going to create this massive hole there, destroying all of those interests, historical, recreational, religious, and everything, for all these different groups. And you see these senators working with these massive multinational corporations as if this was their private, fiefdom, and leveraging that information. And we see it happening both Republican and Democrat. But certainly Harry Reid was one of the worst. They had so many different issues there. They wanted to get them off the land. They had property rights. And people need to understand these property rights that they had, the grazing and the water rights and so forth, are every bit as important as the rights that you have to your home in the suburbs. And I've seen this happening already in Washington State, where they're coming out, expanding a national park and taking away people's suburban homes because they've established this principle that they can steal anything from you that they wish.
That's right. And, you know, the Bunnies had grazed on that land for 150 years. Cliven's great-grandfather, his name was Levitt, started it. And that's the way you acquire the ability to ranch, is through grazing rights. Of course, he owns the property in and around his ranch. That was violated as well. And as I pointed out, cattle were killed, buried in a secret mass grave, notwithstanding the assaults on the Bundy family and on others. So this is the worst example of government tyranny in modern history. It's what King George III was doing in the days leading up to the revolution in 1776. And the Bundys and the people in and around the Bundys are a lot like the colonialists that said, no, we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to push back. And they did it legally and peacefully. Thank God it wasn't another Ruby Ridge and another Waco, because it could have.
That's why we went out there. We were afraid that it was going to happen. And the pushback that I would see at the time, and I still see it even whenever I tweet this stuff out, I still see people on the left saying, oh, those millionaire welfare ranchers and everything. And you and I both know the Bundys are not a wealthy family. We know how hard they work, and we know that when they take away a $6,000 bull, that is incredible blow to that family. They're not welfare ranchers. They are people who are taking a principled stand for private property rights and for the Constitution.
Not only that, but hundreds of ranchers throughout the West, you call this whole event, How the West Was Won Again. Hundreds of ranches were driven out of business by the environmental policies of the Bureau of Land Management, that literally the way they managed the land was that they could actually dictate what bush the cattle could eat at. And this is very arid land, 400,000 acres in and around Lake Mead. So Cliven wasn't going to pay grazing fees to go out of business. And in fact, he didn't owe the grazing fees because the government does not own that land. It's the state of Nevada that owns the land. I might add the federal government does not own that land. And we have a case to have that declared to be true.
But the same liberals who are out there with their hate and their envy for this so-called, what they imagine in their own minds, a millionaire rancher, they don't have a problem with the trillionaire executives censoring us off of the internet. That's the amazing thing. They can just go the other direction. But let's talk before we run out of time, because we got just a little bit of time left. Your comments on the fact that finally Peter Strzok has been fired by the FBI. It took long enough, didn't it?
You know, I thought he already had been fired, frankly. I mean, that's what they were pushing, you know, a few months ago. I mean, this is unbelievable. Firing's not enough, David. He has to be indicted. He should be tried.
Right.
He should be convicted. He should put in the slammer for the rest of his life.
And the amazing thing is that Jeff Sessions said in an interview before Strzok went to Congress and sneered at everybody, he said he doesn't have security clearance anymore. And when he was testifying in Congress, he sneered at everybody and said, yeah, I have secret clearance and above secret clearance. And so, you know, he continued on and on with his clearance and so forth. This happened about an hour ago. It's now been announced that the FBI has fired Peter Strzok finally. That's absolutely amazing that he persisted this long and that there was so little done in the Justice Department until now.
Well, you know, we have citizens' grand juries. I've talked about that with Alex, with Owen, with my friend Joel Gilbert, who's on your shows. And we're seeking to get justice because it's not enough to fire Strzok. We need to hold the people accountable, Obama himself, intelligence chiefs, Fusion GPS, Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, they all need to be held accountable. This Justice Department won't do it. So Strzok, as bad as he is, he becomes the fall guy to take the pressure off the rest of the criminals over there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is, he's the lower level criminal. And so, yeah, he is a fall guy. But at least he's still not there able to do damage. I mean, that is one good aspect of this. There has to be a little bit of accountability. Maybe that is all we'll ever get. But I hope that you do get a citizen grand jury involved, because there needs to be a house cleaning there. A lot of corruption. Thank you for joining us, Larry Clayman. Oh. And you can find him at freedomwatchusa.org. Out there fighting the good fight, trying to get justice in a corrupt Department of Justice system.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglinone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we're not on the first part of the journey. We're on the last segment of the show here. Before we get into an update, I want to give you an update about what is happening in the effort to get justice with LaVoy Finicum. And there have been some new documents released about Gina Haspel through a Freedom of Information request, as well as something very interesting that is happening in West Virginia with the Supreme Court there. Absolutely amazing. But before I do, real quickly, if you want to help us to continue an operation here, we have a sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, that is domestic shipping, for all domestic orders, free shipping store-wide. Big discounts on some of our most popular products, things like Brain Force Plus, 40% off plus free shipping. Winter Sun, 40% off plus free shipping. That's our vitamin D supplement. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, is 40% off plus free shipping. DNA Force Plus is 50% off plus free shipping. That is a very big dollar savings. That's a very expensive product to produce. The ingredient there, PQQ, is very expensive to acquire, but very, very effective. There's been 170 clinical studies showing how it protects mitochondrial health. Do your own research. You can get DNA Force right now, 50% off plus free shipping. All of the Super Blue products, 50% off plus free shipping. If you're not familiar with that, that's our line of dental products. We have two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray. All of those have nano silver in them, very effective at killing bacteria and viruses. And all those dental products, and again, you can get those 50% off plus free shipping. Finally, BioTrue Selenium. You know that selenium is an essential mineral. Will you get one that is non-GMO, 100% organic? That is what our BioTrue, that's why we call it BioTrue Selenium, because it is 100% organic. You can get that now, 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important that you support us at this time, because we have the entire Democrat Party, the mainstream media, as well as the biggest corporations in the world trying to shut down our operation right now. Show Jeff Bezos that they can't do that. Show Tim Cook and Apple. Show Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook that they can't get away with that as well. Let's keep information free. Let's keep the press free. All right, let's take a look at what's going on with the courts. I was just talking to Larry Klayman, and of course this last week information came out that you had a lot of corruption in the Supreme Court of West Virginia. Surprise, surprise. This is rampant in our court system, folks. Now every justice in West Virginia's Supreme Court is facing impeachment. There are four members of the state Supreme Court, but actually there's five. One just retired. And now that judge who retired in late July, Menas Ketchum, Ketchum will plead guilty to two federal corruption charges on August the 29th. And all the rest of these are now being impeached as part of it's been done by the West Virginia House Judiciary Committee. That's one way to clean house. Very important to do that. And I wish we could see that happen elsewhere. And that's the problem with the judicial system. That's the problem with the Supreme Court. No matter how bad these guys are, you can't get rid of them. They are unelected and unaccountable for the most part. And it's very difficult to get any changes there. When we look at what happened with the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and I call it a murder, they set that up. They ambushed them. They were on their way to a meeting in an adjacent town, a peaceful meeting. They've been going around talking to people about land use issues and about who really owns the land, the fact that the Constitution says the federal government will not own any land other than the District of Columbia and a few necessary forts and ports. That's why we created the District of Columbia. In the Constitution. But instead, they own most of the Western lands that came in after the Civil War. And so they were talking to the people who have had, in the case of the Bundys and others, have had private property rights on public land, land that should be owned by the states, not by the federal government, but by the states. And these people have deeds that are as important as a deed to your home. They have deeds to water rights, grazing rights, mineral rights, logging rights, and so on. And all of those rights can be on the same piece of public land at the same time. But they're trying to get everybody off because corrupt politicians like Harry Reid and John McCain want to be able to wheel and deal with this property as if it was theirs, when it doesn't even belong to the federal government, let alone to senators like McCain and Harry Reid. And so they were educating people about this. They had been invited. And that's when they got really dangerous. They weren't dangerous when they were occupying the Malheur Wildlife Preserve, a bird watching sanctuary in the middle of January up in Oregon, covered in snow. There weren't any birds up there. They weren't dangerous doing that. They were dangerous because they were going around and educating and organizing the farmers, the ranchers, the loggers, the miners about what the Constitution really says and about what the federal government was really up to. And so as they're on their way to this meeting, they ambushed them. There were multiple shots that were fired. That was when LaVoy Finicum got out, raised his hand, said, all right, you know, he's going to take the hit for the people inside the car because they're shooting into the car. Nobody ever shot back. And that's when they shot him in the back and killed him. Now they had a trial of the FBI agent who lied and said he didn't fire the shots. Now the local law enforcement looked at it and they said the caliber, the size of the hole, and the caliber of the bullet that was fired would not be made by our guns. It was done by an FBI sniper. They call them hostage rescuers, the same type, same people like Lon Horiuchi who shot Randy Weaver's wife point blank between the eyes while she was holding a baby. They call them hostage rescuers. Anyway, this guy was outed by the local law enforcement, and then he obstructed justice, and so he was on trial. And listen to the way this juror responds. 37-year-old married father of two from Portland suburb said he pulled no punches when he filled out the juror questionnaire from federal court. Would he give more credence to a law enforcement officer's testimony? In other words, will you believe them instead of somebody else? And he said, well, as far as I'm concerned, officers are heroes. I will always tend to give them the benefit of the doubt, he wrote down. So he was surprised when they made him a juror. I'm not surprised, are you? Then he got to be made the presiding juror, the jury foreman. And he voted to acquit this guy for shooting without provocation, for attempted murder, and then for obstruction of justice. He voted to excuse him. Now, the interesting thing is that this guy who says, well, I think law enforcement people are always heroes. He said, well, I think it's possible that someone is lying. I don't know which side or who, but it could be both. What are the two sides here? The two sides are the FBI versus the Oregon State Police. Both of them have uniforms. Both of them are heroes in his book, therefore. The founders of our country understood that you don't become angels because you become employees of the government. They said, we have government because men are not angels. But because men are not angels, we cannot afford to allow the government to do whatever it wishes. And this guy gives this guy a blank check to do this. He says, I think somebody is lying. Maybe both sides are lying. Maybe both sides of his heroes in uniform are lying. He said, there's still two unattributed shots. I feel like we're never going to know for sure who took them. You have to think, folks, we're not going to have a republic anymore if people don't think. If you don't think about where this blanket censorship is headed, if you don't think about where the surrendering of our liberties is headed under the promise of security, if you don't think on a jury about what is going on, we're not going to be around here much longer. You have to be an independent thinker. And, of course, when we look at this idea that the law enforcement officers can never be wrong, we have this case in L.A. Now, we've got a sheriff's deputy that was nearly fired for faking evidence going back 2003. It is now 2018. That was 15 years ago. And they have, as I point out and reason, California's legally mandated deep secrecy about police misconduct is in the spotlight again, thanks to an L.A. Times investigation. This is a sheriff's department deputy. Back in 2003, he was tasked with collecting and documenting evidence of gang fights and so forth. He didn't have any evidence, so he took a shirt and he poured taco sauce on a clean shirt. He took a photo of it and said, well, this is a bloody shirt. He got caught doing this kind of fabrication, not only on this, but in scores of cases. And here we are 15 years later. He is still working and making $240,000 a year. How many of you make $240,000 a year? And this guy is still working and testifying in cases after he has been proven to fabricate evidence. And while we're speaking of fabricating evidence, new cables have come out to document the criminal action of Gina Haspel, who was put in as head of the CIA by President Trump, one of the worst things that he's done. Worst things that he's done. And they said, ultimately, the public will be horrified by the level of brutality that was employed by the CIA. But, of course, it's worth it, right? Torture works. We get good intelligence. No. The stuff she got from him was used for that fake Iraq war. It was not only fake news, it was fake intelligence obtained by torture. That's it for the broadcast. Thanks for listening.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.